and the only way he can calm her down is to shake his tushy.
Gotta dance for your mama.
Yeah.
That's all it is. Welcome to the Music Video Night Podcast, where we watch music videos and deconstruct them into meanings that couldn't possibly be there. I'm Jared.
And I'm Travis. And we are not experts in music or videos.
Welcome back.
Welcome to Season 10.
Woo!
Our 101st music video.
Yeah.
How's that feel?
Oh, well, it felt like it for this one.
101.
Yeah.
This is your pick.
It is. It is my pick. We have done more than 101. We messed up, but we've done some extra ones. We've done some failed, deleted ones. I mean, we're all over the place. Nah. But on record, what do they call it? Canon? This is our canon 101st episode.
Exactly.
Well, how was your mini break?
It was good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Busy.
Yeah.
Work has had me completely straddled for the last couple weeks, so it was nice to take a break from this, to be honest.
It went really fast, though. I feel like we just did it.
It did, but I'm excited to come back.
Yeah.
Like, a nice break makes you a little bit more excited to do it again. So, mm-hmm. I watched this. I'm just going to tell you. I watched it once and had both my theories. Done.
But you kept going.
Huh?
But you kept watching it.
I tried. I watched it, like, two more times.
Okay, so you've watched this a total of three times.
Yeah. Yeah, the All first right. one was fantastic. I was like, boom, boom, theory.
Okay.
Second and third times, I'm over it.
Well, that's what you do, though. That's what you do every time. You get stuck. All right, well, these theories better be real long, or this episode's going to be real short. So,
I've got some decent ones.
Okay. So, let's do just a basic rundown. So, we did a vote from our mini audience, and we picked... we had genres on what this season was going to be because we wanted to go back to a theme.
A theme, right.
The past few, we've been loosey-goosey just doing what we want at our own free will. So the vote was overwhelmingly picked from 2003 and 2004. We picked 2004.
Right. The other option was 1980s, or was it?
It was with a high school in it.
Oh, the high school. Yeah, high school theme. But yeah, overwhelmingly 2003, 2004, and... because we graduated in 04, mm-hmm. and it is exactly 20 years ago, mm-hmm. we just went with 04.
Yeah, and we thought, oh boy, there's going to be some good music, good videos. There was one of those things.
And we are suckers.
All right, so today, our fragrances of the day, I'm wearing History Parfums 1725.
I haven't smelled yours.
Oh, yet. You're right. There you go. Love it.
Oh, okay.
It's based on Casanova.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very powdery and...
Yeah, I want to fuck you right now, so that works.
All right. This is a good season. We're starting strong. And Travis, unfortunately for himself, picked Etat Libre de Oranges Rain Intense Incense.
And that is what it smells like. Yeah. Some intense incense. I like it.
It does smell good, but it is powerful
stuff.
It is,
yeah, potent.
If you're going to wear it out, you do one spray... And an hour in advance, and then you go wherever you're going to go. Because if you did more than that, you're
potent. I did like a very mini spray, and it is still very strong.
Yeah. That is an intrusive smell.
Yeah. I kind of like it.
Great. Perfect. I'm glad you do.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, is there anything else that we need to cover from the break, from the last things? Nothing. I think we're ready to go.
I don't think so. Yeah. I think we're good to go. We might want to let them know what video we're doing.
I was covering the backgrounds. So, we are doing Usher.
Burn.
Yeah, which, you know, if there was a video for 2004, probably it.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a pretty solid video.
Fair enough.
TRL Domination. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, crazily, this was after Yeah.
I think so, too.
Weird, right? I would put it before. Feels in my head before it.
I think they were on the same album.
Okay.
Actually, I think they were on the same album. For some reason, I want to say this was supposed to be the number one single,
mm-hmm.
but Yeah had so much popularity that this ended up being like two.
Yeah endured more than this song.
Yes.
Even though this is a great song.
It is.
Yeah, Did we talk about that last time, about that and Dance Monkey?
No, I don't think so.
So
talk about it.
Yeah. As we talked with Nick, the director of that video, I believe he said it was the first song to cross 3 billion streams or something like that, like the most streamed song on Spotify.
Dance Monkey.
Dance Monkey.
Yes, Nick Kazakis. That's correct.
And I think the argument that I brought up, maybe it was with Beth, that if Yeah came out during the Spotify era, I believe it would be the most streamed song.
Sure, yeah.
Do you think that's fair?
Yeah, I think so.
That was all. That was just an interesting thought.
Fair enough.
All right.
And you got to bring up our Australian crush in this
thing.
Yes, so
we'll see him again. We'll see him again. Okay, so 2004, March 21st, this video came out, directed by Jake Nava, who...
Sounds familiar.
Yeah. We have definitely watched a bunch of his videos. We haven't covered one.
Okay.
Unless I missed going through it. But he has worked with Beyonce on Single Ladies. So,
okay.
Nominated for Video of the Year.
Yep.
Adele, Someone Like You.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He has worked with Britney Spears, The Rolling Stones, and not as big, but still just as important, Return of the Mac.
Okay.
But no, he's still working with huge people, never stopped working since this time. Still a huge director that we will and have watched.
Okay. Well, good. Sounds like somebody we need to reach out to and get him on the podcast.
I'm on it.
That would be fantastic.
You know, for as many videos I found his Instagram today, not that many followers, good chance we get a hold of him.
Okay. Well, don't take offense to anything we say because, again, we are not experts.
Well, it's also 20 years ago. We all know. Yeah. It's fine. This is 2004. It was a different time.
Okay. Great.
All right. Sorry.
Do you want to get us started?
Yeah, well, I mean, I feel like I've been talking for 20 minutes.
God, you still got to do the walkthrough,
yeah.
too.
Do you want to do it? No. Not me tricking you, because it's a very simple thing if you want to do it.
Mm-mm.
Okay. fine.
Not even a little bit.
Usher is in a house singing to a woman that is possibly his ex. It's a very large house. He sees her walking around, never able to engage with her except what seems to be in flashbacks. And then he leaves in a car, sees her on the road, he gets out, she's not there. Then he dances in the road and the video's over.
Okay, good enough.
All right.
Nothing about fire?
No. It's not worth mentioning.
Lots of fire, guys. Lots of fire.
Yeah, so we didn't go to this. We didn't shoot back. But what's your relation to the song or the video? We didn't touch that much.
I mean, 2004, this would have been big hit at prom.
Yeah.
Right? I remember watching this video for TRL, and I know there's a lot of videos that I don't remember even being on there. This one I do remember, but I've got no, emotional connection to it
mm-hmm.
at all.
Not the song or the video?
Nope.
Okay. I don't think I do song-wise. Video, I don't... same. I mean, it was constantly played on MTV. But I do remember them talking about the fire and the CGI, fire, because I think... I mean, 2004 is not the earliest for CGI, but early.
Early, yeah.
They talked about how expensive it was to make this video with just that fire effect.
I can imagine.
Which now you can just add it as an effect in pretty much anything.
Yeah. I can imagine it being... I mean, 2004, yeah, you didn't see a whole lot of this in any music video.
Mm-mm.
There was animation in music videos, but not CGI.
No.
So, yeah.
That was it.
I imagine it was expensive-ass
video.
And again, I we need to talk to the director, see how much this video costs. That would be information.
If this was after, yeah, he had infinity money. So
he
could have done whatever he wanted.
Well, you can tell by what's in this video.
Mm-hmm.
You have I'm assuming she's a supermodel.
Okay.
Did you look her up at all?
I should have. I didn't know.
Okay. Well, I'm assuming she's a supermodel. She's so gorgeous.
I have a nickname for her. It's Neva Mendez.
Nice. Okay. You have a very expensive mansion. There's a freaking Aston Martin in the music uh-huh. video. I mean, they did not spare any expense on this.
Uh-huh.
So
I agree.
Yeah, he was loaded. All right. Good walkthrough.
Thank you. All right, let's do the slow roll, I guess. It starts off with him talking. How do you feel about that?
I hate it.
I hate it so much.
Worst part of the video.
Okay.
And I know we don't usually do that to the end, but that's the worst part.
The him talking at the
yes.
start?
Yes.
Okay.
It's so fake. It's not even genuine. It's just him trying to be cool saying words.
Ah, okay. So
and it doesn't work.
Do you think it's the acting that doesn't work? The scene that doesn't work, or his voice acting that doesn't work?
I'm going to say voice acting. I think I'm going to say voice acting.
I think that's right.
Yeah. It's bad.
Yeah. Now, you could still cut the scene.
You could.
But the voice acting, yeah. I mean, we can skip around. It's our podcast. Who gives a shit?
Okay.
Like, acting, go ahead. Most of it, he's fine.
Most of it, he's fine. The intimate parts are awful. He doesn't seem at all interested in this beautiful woman.
Mm-hmm.
And then that beginning scene of him actually acting is bad. The rest of it's fine.
You know, I have a quick, not a theory on the video, but a theory on his acting. If you're saying that you don't feel the intimacy part of it. This is when he was still dating the chick from TLC. So I bet...
Holding back.
Yep. He's not allowed.
But that's what it looks like.
Yeah.
So don't do it. don't do it.
We'll get back to what would you change. Maybe some other time, huh? Okay. So he's talking, and then it gets into little flashes of her. And we see the location, which... It has to be mentioned. You did brush upon it. Massive house with a very large painting of her in the background.
Mm-hmm.
Not painting, picture, I guess. It's not a painting, right? Of the woman he is with. Now, interesting thought I had while watching this is, what year does this take place in? There's no TVs. There's no cell phones. There's a DB5 from 1964.
But clothing-wise, it's definitely 2004.
It is.
So, I don't know.
But, like, nothing else about the house really dates it to now.
No. Which brings up some crazy theories that you just put in my head now. Okay. Because there's not another single person in this video. It's just these two.
Mm-hmm. No, there's three. There's the woman he cheats with. That's a different person.
What? There's a woman that he cheats with?
Yes, there's the model that he's with, and there's the Asian girl that he cheats with.
All right, I really should have watched it more.
Oh, no, Travis.
I don't remember seeing a third
The girl
woman.
In the white button-up that he's in the bed with, that is the person he fooled around with, the affair.
That's not her?
No.
Are you sure?
Yes.
It's the same woman.
No, just watch. I mean, that's not her. That's clearly not her. Not at all, Travis. Come on, man.
I don't see, he's
pulling her off. Look at the face. It's a different face structure and everything. The hair's down. It's a different body type. That's the woman he messed up with.
Okay, that's fine. It doesn't hurt me in any way at all, actually. So it's
well,
fine.
It also doesn't help me, Travis. Now, great if I'm wrong, which on both of us for not looking up the people in this video, because we should have.
You should have.
we're both allowed to look who's in the video.
Are we? I did zero research because
okay,
I didn't know I was allowed to.
I didn't do my after research. I do know, just if we want to add the time, it is Frank Sinatra's house, former house.
That's big detail.
That's a big detail, but it also adds to time frame.
Yeah.
But I looked that up after, so I mean, it didn't help anything.
That's fine. Ooh, unless they're caught in some alternate dimension.
Where he's Sammy Davis Jr.?
Well, where they've gone back in time to his... No, because there wouldn't be a picture of her. I don't know, man. I got nothing.
Okay.
I was trying.
All right, so really there's not much to this video. I think we can sum that up pretty quickly. It's just him looking out the window, and we have to find little details to build our story.
Agreed.
Start talking, Travis. What do you got?
All right. So I'm just going to get into my first theory.
Okay.
Is that cool?
Yep.
He's a stalker.
Mm-hmm.
Usher has been stalking this beautiful model, and this is her home. That's mm-hmm. why there's a gigantic picture of her and no men's stuff anywhere around. So he has been stalking her and sneaking into her house and doing all these things. But she finally discovered that he was stalking her. And so now his only option is to burn everything and kill her.
Okay.
So I think she's probably tied up somewhere in the house, mm-hmm. and he burns it down. At the end, when he's driving down the road, and I don't know if you noticed this, it's a graveyard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, to the right there in this scene where he's dancing outside the car. It's on the left. Yeah.
Right before he hits her, too, which it's not her. It's her ghost.
Yeah.
Because he's already murdered her.
Yeah, sure.
And the only way to get the ghost to leave is to dance.
Dance her away. Dance her away. You got to.
Yeah, dance her away. Yeah, dance away the ghost.
A little ritual.
So, yeah, that's it. That's my first theory.
Okay.
It's not the best, but it's fine. And to be honest with you, I wrote this down, and then Lacey watched it, and verbatim, the exact same theory. She said, and I said, well, that means
he's
Jared.
He's a stalker?
Yep, exact same theory.
And you said that means Jared what?
Jared probably has the same theory. Nope. No? Really?
Didn't put him as a stalker at all.
Interesting.
But we did come to the same conclusion that it's not his house.
It's not his house. No. Absolutely not.
There's nothing in here that suggests it, that they could live together. We know Usher's rich. But so that's the argument. We know Usher's rich, and I believe they want us to say that this is Usher's house, and he's like obsessed with her. That's his lover.
Yeah,
I think that's what they want.
That's what
I know
they
you're
want.
Shaking your head. But
yeah, no. Yeah, you're right. That is what they want.
Whatever it is about this video does not feel like his house.
Nope.
And so one of my theories is not he's a stalker, but he is using her. He's a gold digger. He is the bad one in this scenario where this is her house. These are all her nice things, and he is trying to end this relationship because he's sucked what he could out of her to the point where, you know, she's just a model and he's no longer interested in her, even though she's, you know, beautiful and he's Usher. But sure. He's like, I just wanted the money. I got as much as I could get. All this now bores me. I would like to get out of here.
Okay.
And so he just watches her and he's like, nah, I don't. Like, he does feel kind of bad about it, but he just is, the fire just represents him burning through all of her money and her things.
Oh, okay.
That's all that it is.
I like that.
So that's another simple one. There's not a whole lot. Like, he's just burning his trail out of there, burning his bridge. Like, it's all just simple metaphor that he's a gold digger who used her and then leaves.
Okay, fair enough. Either way, he's still the bad guy. He's either still a stalker or he's a gold digger.
Well, even in the context of the song, he's a bad guy.
Yeah.
Like, he's the first verse, I mean, if you're somehow not familiar with the song for Burn, the first verse he talks about their relationship's falling apart, they're bored, and they both know it. Second verse, he's like, okay, I messed up, I shouldn't have done that, how do I get you back? But it's too bad, you don't get to.
Right.
So.
Yeah, and you can tie the lyrics in either way with both those theories.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because he's delusional. He thinks he's in a relationship with her, which is the way stalkers think.
Yes.
And she's seen him, which has messed up their relationship.
Really put a damper on
things. Yeah, I really did.
Have you watched that show? It's on Netflix, The I Am a Stalker.
No.
There's one where it's like from the viewpoint of the stalker. It's really interesting how they justify things.
Oh, yeah. They're insane.
Yes, but they don't know it.
No. They think that a simple eye contact in a grocery store could mean that they fell in love with him or whatever. It's ridiculous.
And they have like trackers on their car and stuff when people find them, and it's like, you drove around the block for 4 hours and you're like, well, I was just seeing if they were outside for 4 hours. Like, you're just crazy. It's anyway, worth checking out this show.
Fair enough. But yeah, I think either way, he's just a terrible person.
He's bad. He's a bad guy. I mean, the album's Confessions too, right?
Yes, it is.
So, I mean, he's a big cheater. He's getting people pregnant. Usher, you a bad man.
And then writing songs about it and confessing.
Yep. That's that. Doesn't make it better.
I like it. All right. Theory two?
Yes.
Or do you want to talk about some...
Well, so this is just a quick one I can write down. I put that it's not his house, but is he being P. Diddy'd? Where, like recent P. Diddy, where he is kidnapped and she's holding him hostage in the house. Which I have a longer theory about that. But without anything in depth, he doesn't go outside until we see him in the car.
Which is not his car, by the way. This is her car.
Her car.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's trying to escape. And so in the way she looks at him is never like, oh, I love you. It's always like a burning, like, you're mine, you little bitch.
Yeah. Well, and her looks is part of the reason I came up with my theory, because she looks mad at him. Like, again, like a ghost would be or whatever.
She's shooting daggers.
But I can see how you could put him as the victim here.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Which he could still, like, he's not a bad guy, but he is angry or upset because he's trapped. Like, he can't leave. If she's swimming in the pool, he can only watch. Like, he's just a little puppet being abused in this house. And we see the fire in his eyes, but I also read at 3:14, really weird, which I know you didn't catch because you didn't watch it enough times. There's the shing
when she looks, it's like a, they're looking at each other, it's making like fire noises, and then when the final look is like shoom, like a cutting noise, like a sword, which is very strange for this video.
Yeah, I missed it.
Yeah, so yeah, I don't, 314.
Okay,
just, well, I don't get that noise. There's nothing, unless it's like shooting daggers with your eyes. It's the only thing that makes sense for that.
Is that in the original song, like the song that played on the radio, or did they just do that for this video?
I don't, you know what, I don't know, but I would guess that it's just here. There's no, okay, definitely not in the song.
Yeah, I don't remember that in the song either, so.
Okay.
All right, theory number two. Do you remember the movie Firestarter?
The new one or the old one?
The old one. Okay. I didn't watch the new one.
Okay.
1984.
Yeah.
With Drew Barrymore. Yeah. Mm-hmm. This is Little Charlie was her name in the movie, mm-hmm. all grown up.
Okay.
And she is still a Firestarter. And every time she gets pissed off, like in the movie, things start catching on fire. So he is in a legitimate relationship with her.
Uh-huh.
The reason the house doesn't look like it's his is because he's taken all of his shit out because she keeps burning everything. Every time she gets pissed, she sets shit on fire.
Sure.
And that is the reason that he's trying to escape this relationship is because he's afraid that one of these days she's going to set him on fire.
Yeah. Reasonable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And again, at the end, she is the bad guy
mm-hmm.
because he's trying to get away, and you see the trees start catching on fire, and that's how he knows that she's near.
Yeah.
And the only way he can calm her down is to shake his tushy.
Gotta dance for your mama.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's it. She just won't let him go, and little Firestarter has grown up to be a hottie toddy.
Okay.
Little Charlie.
Little Charlie. Okay. So I'll just go with my theory that's closest to that, which Kristen helped me with this one because we watched it.
Good.
Now, so it's still her house, blah, blah, blah. But she is Madame Pele. That instead of Firestarter, she is Madame Pele. Because I believe that they are in Hawaii.
Okay.
Because there are palm trees.
Mm-hmm.
There's... It's obviously like a tropical area. Now, the thing that, I mean, he's obviously in a British car. It's on the wrong side. He's driving on the wrong
it's
side.
It's an Aston Martin. Yeah. Yeah.
But
it's actually funny you mentioned that. It's got a British tag.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. Well, I looked up the car, Aston Martin DB5. I looked up the license plate to see if that was anything. I looked up the manufacturer date. I did all kinds of stuff just trying to piece something together. But the reason I put that it's Hawaii is because Madame Pele is the goddess of volcanoes. And she is from, she created the islands of Hawaii, but she also controls fire. And so he's in a relationship with Pele.
Ooh, I like it.
Which, I mean, say it's the same concept. It's the
same, exact same theory.
Yeah. And he's
just a different name.
Yep. Now, I'm really going to stretch here because I tried to place the time because of the car. It was Aston Martin DB5, 1964. This video was released March 21st. A week after this, March 27th in 1964, was an Alaskan earthquake that rocked Hawaii pretty hard. So that was their breakup.
Okay.
But it started in Alaska and just affected Hawaii. It wasn't. So a little stretch there, but it still like rocked Hawaii. But either way, yes, yeah, same exact thing. The goddess of Hawaii, he's on her island, and she's mad at him for cheating on her.
Okay. It's fine. It's good, actually, because it's the same thing as mine, yeah. And I thought mine was good.
So proud of myself, proud of you.
Yes.
Okay.
And that's the problem with this video, though, is you have to use your imagination because it makes no sense. Fires don't start themselves. I'm sorry, Darius Rucker.
That was my argument, is that they do, Travis. They start themselves all the time.
No, we're
not
don't.
Covering this again.
I remember your argument was a cat catching his tail on fire.
Yes, lightning striking and catching a fire.
The lightning caused it. Fires don't start themselves.
You can electrical fires do.
Because of a short.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But a fire, nothing on it. This is not an argument. We're not going into this.
Okay, fair enough. Either way, you still have to use your imagination to come up with any idea for this.
Yeah. Yeah. You do. I mean, the simple idea is he's just like guilty. She's not really there. It's his house. He's just thinking about her and can't get her back. We didn't cover what it really is about. That's what it's really about.
Yes.
Okay. It also could be because we looked up to see where palm trees were, aside from like Florida, Hawaii. They are in Greece, so they could be Greece. So this could be some type of mythological. If she's, you know, if we're going to go down the route of she's some type of supernatural being, she could be some type of Greek mythology goddess or something.
Okay.
But I didn't look that up. I was fine with my Pele. That was good enough.
Yeah, it works. It's just the same theory, essentially, over and over. You just pick a different goddess or
starting
powerful
point.
Being, superhero, whatever you want to be.
Do you have any other little ones?
That is legitimately, that was it. I tried. I did watch it three times.
Yeah, way to go. All right,
that's a lot for coming up with no more theories.
Yeah, but some of them I know that you can't find. So it's better for you if you don't find it quick. You get more into it. Like when you find the dog mask, you would have never found a dog mask in this. You know what I mean?
In three watches, four watches.
I'm with you. I need you on it. Okay, so I put, here's a little detail.
Okay.
We see him banging on the glass he's looking at when she's at the pool, right? He doesn't leave fingerprints.
Okay.
On the glass. And so I tried to make like, that's something just, that's a fun note from the movie Men in Black.
That's funny because when I saw that scene, I was like, man, that house cleaner is going to be pissed. Yeah. He's putting fingerprints everywhere. I didn't look to see if the fingerprints were actually there.
Yeah, they're not. And so he does not leave fingerprints.
Okay.
Which is, you know, MIB, they get rid of their fingerprints. So they don't leave any.
Mm-hmm.
Or he's the ghost. Or he's dead. You know, anything like that. It's just something to try to latch onto is he's not leaving an imprint. I tried to tie it into my gold digger thing just to be like he knew he couldn't leave a trace, so he's using a fake name. He's not leaving fingerprints. He's just in and out just to not be caught.
Yeah, fair enough. That's good details.
Yeah. That was it for that. Fun fact.
Okay.
No. Okay. That's all I got.
That's all I got, too.
Okay.
I think it's fine, though. I don't think we missed anything. You know what I mean?
Okay, maybe. I don't know. Maybe.
Okay.
I don't think they put that much into it. I do not think it is Pele, the goddess of Hawaii.
No.
I do not think that's true.
I don't think it's the fire. I don't think it's Charlie either.
No, but it's there.
No, I think more realistically, he is a bad guy doing bad things to her. I mean, that's...
And he wants her back in Canada.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's get done.
Acting. Let's get into the acting.
He was a B-. I don't really love his dance scenes. Yeah, go into your dance. You like to talk about dance.
I'm going to say C or D. The dance is terrible.
You don't enjoy the Usher dance.
The dance is anticlimactic. It's not very good.
Pointless.
And it's repeating itself.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the hand slide down the leg happens, like, three times. I'm like, okay, it's not cool.
I remember, though, at the time, man, they were like, he's competing for best dancer besides Michael Jackson. Like, I think he's just the victim of his time.
No. And that's not to say he can't dance, because we know he can.
Yeah.
He's a fantastic dancer. They just did not use it. They didn't use it.
You know, it almost feels like a woman choreographed it. Like, he does almost...
It is very feminine.
Energy. Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's not bad. You can be a male and dance feminine, but it doesn't suit him, maybe.
Speaking of which, did you have a one-sentence summation?
We should let 2004 burn.
Fair enough. My one-sentence summation is a long one. This video is the equivalent of Michael Phelps swimming a 100-meter freestyle race by doggy paddling.
Okay.
I'll explain.
I know. I get it. He's not reaching his potential. He's not doing what he's supposed to be doing to get there.
The whole video.
Yeah. It's just he maybe half-assed, and do you feel like he's coasting off of what he already has versus continuing to try?
I feel like they did that with the whole video.
Okay.
Like they said, all we need is a hot girl, a big house, and Usher dancing. We'll throw in some CGI and cool, we're done.
Yeah.
And that is the whole video.
It's maybe a little heartless.
Yes.
That's fair. It can be heartless. There's no soul to this video. Mm-mm. They're like, we got the biggest star right now. What model do you want? What house do you want?
Okay. What would I change? I'll get into it when we get into what would change.
Okay. Mistakes?
I didn't find any.
No, I didn't care to go through it enough. But they're I just meant like to get this specific with the trees being on fire, not on fire. I couldn't tell if they were jumping around or if it was just me, and I didn't go back and forth enough. So if you want to go through, maybe there's some tree mistakes with which ones are on fire, which ones aren't.
There's definitely some story flaws. Like the fact that I didn't catch that that's two different women, that's a big mistake. You've got to show those two relationships in a different way somehow. Yeah. That is the laziest way to show two different relationships, is having two women in the exact same bed who look similar with dark hair. I mean, come on.
Yeah, I don't put that. They meant to do it. It's not a mistake.
They meant to do it. It's just
you would change it.
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay. Anyway, sorry.
I think now again, I'm willing. I just don't think that's not the same girl, unless her hair being different makes her look totally different.
I don't know. Like, it doesn't make sense that it's a different girl either. But I can kind of see what you're saying too. Maybe it is.
So this can be the beginning of our next episode. Is what it should be.
Yeah,
we look that up.
Yeah, we'll do it. Yeah, right, we do after need this. To look it up.
Okay.
All right. Do they go together?
Barely.
Barely, but
I'm going to say yeah, but barely.
I agree.
Yeah,
I agree. Okay. They do go together. They did find a way to make it cohesive.
Mm.
What's next?
What would you change, or least and worst favorite? Least favorite part.
Least favorite part is the beginning.
What did I put? Getting out of the fire bed.
Okay.
And he's like,
yes, that is not my favorite part either.
Your bed's on fire. You can do the coolest thing in the world. Do a front flip out of it.
And he does that like three times in the video too. The same.
Yeah, I didn't love that. Yeah, it wasn't great.
So bad.
It wasn't great. So they could have cut that. Favorite part, I put the Victoria's Secret-y scenes where it's like him and her and it's black and brown.
Okay.
Those are really pretty.
They're good colors. Okay. Yeah, I just don't like his lack of emotion or intimacy.
It's more the shots.
The
like
shots
the colors
are pretty.
And stuff.
So that's mine. I have three. One is the pool, jumping in the pool, 119, when the pool catches on fire.
Yeah.
It's outdated now, but back then that was one of the coolest things you could see in a music video. The other one is the flames in his eyes. It's a great shot.
Okay.
And then her crying. That's a beautiful
shot. At the beginning?
Shot. Yeah, that one little tear going down her eye.
Okay.
I mean, I
see how you could, but it was just so fake to me. I just didn't even clock it.
I believed her more than I believed him.
Okay, sure.
That's it.
Okay, now you can say, what would you change?
All right, so my biggest issue is you have a fantastic mansion, and you barely show little bits and pieces of it. You don't use it. You have an Aston Martin.
Dance through it.
Yes, dance through the mansion. The Aston Martin should drive through her. If she's a ghost, drive through her and maybe do a little spin out. I mean, it's an Aston Martin. That would be cool.
The DBs are James Bond cars.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Use it. Mm. You have Usher. Use him. Use his dance skills.
But you know what? He probably didn't buy that car. That's probably rented.
Maybe, but still, use it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, if you're going to spend this money, the coolest parts of this are not used. The model. Every time you see her, it's kind of, I don't know if it's the whole video, but it's kind of blurry, or she's in the background. You have this beautiful woman, show her off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just don't get it.
I can try to justify that as a memory. Like, he's reminiscing.
Maybe, yeah. The whole thing just felt lazy to me, and I feel like they had so much stuff that they could use, they just...
Yeah, well, so the song itself is, they've been in a relationship for a long time, and the video only shows them in a lustful relationship.
Yes.
And so if it is such a strong relationship that has gone south, and it doesn't sound like it was sour... They grew out of love, is what it sounds like.
In the song, yes.
Yes, but the video does not show that. It just shows maybe their sexual tension is gone.
Yeah.
And that's not what this song is. The song is really good, and it's deep, and it means something, whereas this, it, as we've said, has no heart in it, doesn't reflect that. And so I think when he cheats, it needs to show them in a relationship or signs that they have been falling apart versus... Oh, you're hot, and I'm just looking at you.
Yeah.
And I cheated, and whatever, and now I want you back. There's none of that emotional depth or story to it.
Right. So what I would change, in summation, is show the relationship, show them by the house. Dance through the house. Show them by the Aston Martin.
Dance through the house into scenes of their relationship.
Yes.
Yeah.
Use all that these fire scenes that are unnecessary, use them to build your character relationship.
And it wasn't my favorite, but you know, they could have used the what's her name, Bishop Briggs. You know how they dance their relationship through?
Yes.
Like, combine it here.
So good.
Is that,
would
that?
I agree. Yeah. That's exactly what would make this better.
Yeah. And I didn't love that video, but I think that could improve this video.
Yep.
Yeah, it's just not. And the scene where he cheats, like, I don't know. It's just a chance for maybe Usher to be with another model he doesn't like because TLC doesn't want him to be. It just feels weird to me. And there's scenes where, even though they are good-looking scenes, there's no reason for them to be in the bed together doing that stuff because it's talking about their relationship falling apart, not having sex with each other. Yep. Or, like, you know, it doesn't even feel that romantic. Put fire in those scenes to show passion.
There you go.
They didn't do that either.
That would have been better.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Change the most of this video.
Yeah. Look, leave the place, leave the house, leave the car, leave the model, all of that, leave it.
You have just all change the pieces. Everything. You have all the pieces. It's all there, and you just
Michael Phelps doggy paddling.
Yeah,
that's what this video is.
This guy's never going to talk to us.
That's what I don't take offense, man.
Sorry, Jake.
Maybe we just missed it.
You've made some great videos. Maybe this one. This was on TR. We're wrong. Who cares? 2004 was wrong.
Yeah.
All right. Which is better? The song. Come on.
Yeah.
Would you music video night with Usher from this video?
No.
Absolutely not.
Not even a little bit.
He would complain and only want to talk about his problems. I have been with friends like that, who that's all they can deal with at the moment.
Just whine and complain.
Yeah. Stay home. Okay. BS rating.
I do have this.
I want to change the name of this. I don't like BS rating. I like nonsense rating. We say it called
nonsense rating.
Yeah,
I'm fine with it. Right. Whatever.
I don't like BS anymore.
We just started it with BS, and it's kind of stuck in our heads now. I'm giving this episodes. One of Jared's college fedoras.
I got attacked at the end of this episode.
No, it fits perfect. That's the only thing that's missing.
A fedora. He should be in a fedora.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. I did one bottle of Windex.
Okay, fair enough.
We both hit the same job. Okay, guess and scores time. How do you feel? You want to guess mine or you want me to guess yours?
I'll guess yours.
Okay.
I feel like it may be too high now, but I guessed you had a 6.19.
Pretty close.
Okay.
5.61.
Okay.
Not bad.
That's not bad at all.
I guessed you a little lower than that at a 5.13.
5.65.
So we were both about the same amount off.
Yeah.
5.65, you said, right?
Okay. Yep.
Got it. Yeah, I mean...
That's close.
Yeah, your score is...
Four-tenths off or four-hundredths off.
From each other?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, pretty close. Yeah, I mean, this is just... It is above average.
It's above average.
Yeah, just because it looks good, it shot well, like...
Yeah, look, we've talked a lot of shit about it.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, a 5 is a fine video. Like, absolutely nothing wrong with it. It's just fine. Average video. This is slightly above that.
I am curious. I don't know which way this is going to go on Music Video Night. It could go really bad.
It could. I have a feeling it will.
It's one of those where you just close your eyes and listen to the song.
I hope it doesn't, but I have a feeling it will.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But that's okay.
We're just going to hope.
Yeah. I mean, what do you do?
We move on. We cover the next video. All right.
Do you have our lists
I
of
do.
Songs? Okay, because I do not. It's in my old book, and that one is filled up.
So. All right. So our next video, I'm going to let you announce.
Mr. Brightside by The Killers.
Yep.
Third video from The Killers, by the way.
Yeah. Have you picked all three? You have picked all three.
Yes, I have.
What are you doing?
You know what, though? Not a single one has been a bad video.
I mean, no. Not bad.
Yeah.
They've been fine.
They've been fine. This is probably the best of the three, if we're being honest.
Okay. Well, I know one I didn't... Did we like the cowboy one? One in the West?
We had a lot of good theories for it. I don't know what we rated it, but it was good content.
Good content. I feel as if it was a bad time.
It may have been for your studying,
yeah.
But for our podcast, it was good. Okay. And that's what I look for most of the time.
Yeah,
do we have something to talk about?
Sure.
I don't necessarily look, is it going to get a high rating?
And we shouldn't.
Yeah.
We shouldn't do
so,
that.
So it's fine. I think this one's probably one of the better of the three anyway. So okay. This one should be fun. But yeah, that's it. Mr. Brightside.
That's it. Guys, go check out our TikTok. We put a lot of time into one of our newest ones, like roughly 4.5 hours into a minute and 10-second video. Go watch that for us about Selena Gomez. That's all you have to follow for right now. We have our YouTube. You can search it, but there's no reason. It's just us.
Yeah, give us a like, give us a share, tell somebody about us, and send us a message. Tell us how wonderful we're doing or how bad we're doing.
The end. 2004, here we come. Here we've been. There we go.
Great.
We're going to let it burn.
Let it burn. Guys, thanks for listening. That's Jared.
That's still Travis.
Peace.